You're listening to the Simple Pen Podcast, Pinterest for business advice that goes down smooth and easy. Here's your host, Kate All.
Hey there, I'm your host, Kate All. Welcome to a special episode of the Simple Pen Podcast. If you've been listening for a while, you might remember that a couple months ago, we partnered with Kelly Roach to share a special episode that she had for our podcast listeners. Today, we are going to do something similar where I've partnered with Stephanie Gass from Online Business for Christian Women. I'm actually sharing an episode of hers today with you. In this episode, Stephanie walks us through five ways to know if it's time to start a podcast. And first, let me say, I love my podcast. In fact, I have a second podcast too. It has been one of my favorite ways to grow my business. And I would say also express what I know and teach in a way that helps people grow. So let me ask you, have you been thinking about starting a podcast? I often hear, which I had these same sentiments, I don't know how to start. Is now the right time to start a podcast? How do you even know if you're ready to start a podcast? Is there an ideal time, an audience size, a revenue goal that indicates you're ready? How in the world do you figure out when you're going to take the leap? So we're going to bring in Stephanie Gass to answer that specific question for you. She is the host of the Online Business for Christian Women, a top 25 globally ranked business podcast. Beyond the success of her own show, Steph has helped over 1,000 women start podcasts with her signature program, Podcast Pro University. So before we get to the episode, I also want to tell you a little bit about Stephanie and add some context. So she is a Christian business and podcast coach, a boundary boss, and a multi-six-figure CEO. She helps women grow their online businesses and make money online using podcasting. Stephanie believes it's possible to partner with God to create income and impact without sacrificing your family, your faith, or buying into the social media hustle. Now, if you already know you want to start a podcast, or if after this episode you know it's time, then Stephanie has an incredible free training for you. You can find it by scrolling down in your podcast player. You'll see it there, stephaniegass.com/Kate. You can watch that free training, learn how to grow a successful online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting. Also, as you've probably already picked up, Steph is a Christian and makes references to her faith in this podcast. I know that's not everybody's practice, and that's okay. Keep listening. The main gist of this podcast is podcasting. So keep powering through, especially if you've had that inkling to start a podcast. So let's dive in. I'll let Steph take it from here.
All right. Today, we're going to be talking about five ways to know if you're ready to start a podcast. I know as online business owners or coaches, course creators, people who have a product, people who just aspiring to have a business or even a ministry of some kind, like podcasting is very viable and you've thought about it and you see other people starting a show and you listen to podcasts, but should you have one, first of all? And secondly, like, how do you know if it's time? How do you know if you're ready? So I really came up with five ways to be sure that you're ready. I remember sitting exactly where you sat just 4 short years ago. I had been praying over how do I reach my person? How do I actually grow this business with more clarity and less time? How do I grow an audience? How do I actually make money? How does this thing start to convert without having to be everywhere all the time? I was really burnt out and exhausted and tired, and you know, I was missing my family so much. And I wasn't really having a lot of success in my online business. And I had heard start a podcast in truly a prophetic dream. I had been praying for a while and I finally had that direction and that blessing, but everything inside of me was resistant to it. Everything inside of me was screaming like, no one will listen to you, you know, what would you call it? And you're going to run out of things to say, and it's going to take too much time. I just had all these stories that I had created in my mind why podcasting wasn't going to work for me or it wasn't the right time. And so these are really the five ways that I ultimately knew I was ready and that I could do this and that all of those limiting beliefs that I had around podcasting, they really were truly excuses. And nothing was going to keep me from moving forward and following God's lead and being obedient to the way that he had shown me. Isaiah 30:21 is, this is the way, walk in it. And so knowing, like, even though this doesn't feel 100% clear, like, I know that this is the right way for me. I know that this is the answer that I've been praying for and trusting that. So what are those five specific things? I want to give those to you today because I want you to know if it's the time for you. And for some of you, that might be yes. And for some of you, that might be no. But having the peace of mind that at least you truly opened your heart to the potential of podcasting, to grow your business, to create more leads for you, to connect with people more deeply and authentically, and ultimately to help you grow your revenue, your business, your offer. Is it viable? Is it really the thing that you might be missing? And can you do it? And it's now the time. So these five things, I want you to write down as I go through each one. And I want you to circle the ones that really resonate with you. Circle them, highlight them, underline, whatever. But like, I want you to just, this is me, okay? And then at the end of these five things that we're about to go through, if you circled at least four of them, you're ready. And then we can talk about the next steps from there, okay? So number one, the first way to know if you're ready to start a podcast is that you're super busy. Number one, I'm super busy. Write it on your paper, yes or no. Here's where I was at. 4 years ago, I had a one-year-old, a one-and-a-half-year-old, and I had a three-and-a-half-year-old, two little boys. I was trying to keep our home. I was trying to still have time to, like, cook home-cooked meals and also keep up with the 10 loads of laundry that were clean and waiting to be put away. Like, what is it about the laundry, friend, that you can wash all the laundry in the world, but like putting it away is excruciating? Is that you? I don't know if that's you or if that's just me trying to, you know, keep up with the dishes, like, you know, dropping the kids off here or there. Like, there was so much going on. And I was also trying to really start this business that I'm doing now. I was really still in the trenches of building. And I was so busy. I was trying to, you know, show up on social and write a blog here or there and repurpose and make videos and also nurse my son. And like, I was so busy. And that was how I knew that I think podcasting would be so much better, because I don't have to make videos on YouTube and get ready. Then I don't have to do so much stuff on social media, because I'm just going to do this one thing where I can sit behind this microphone in the mom cracks of my day and create valuable content that doesn't have a shelf life. You know, like, podcasting works for you. The episodes have a lot of longevity. When people search for something, your show can come up years later, but it's very convenient. I can do this when my little was napping. So it was working around my really, really busy schedule, and it was allowing me to actually do less to grow the business. So if you're super busy, this is a way to work the growth strategy that podcasting brings, that it's long form, that it's evergreen, that it has a shelf life that doesn't expire, like, unlike social media, for example, in those little cracks of your busy life. Number two, the second way to know if you're ready to start a podcast is that you're burnt out. You are burnt out of all the things you've already tried or are trying. You're just burnt out. You're tired. You're exhausted. I remember, you know, at the time, I was really trying to make blogging work, and I was using a lot of social media marketing. I was going live often. That's when lives were, like, super hot, all the rage. Do you guys remember Clubhouse? Like, Clubhouse had just started. And I was so burnt out. Like, the thought of sitting down and writing yet another blog post or going and creating another Instagram story that I would have to, like, force this, like, situation to happen so I could add all the little caption. Like, I was just kind of sick of it. I was really burnt out, and like, I didn't feel like it anymore. I didn't feel like doing those pieces because, like, they really weren't working in the first place, but, like, they just took so much time and energy. And I was really, just really overly exhausted, like mentally, physically exhausted. And so podcasting provided a way for me to be not burnt out because it's such a small amount of time in actuality that you sit down and do a thing and you don't have to do this thing every day. So when I started my podcast, I started with one podcast a week, and this is how simple it really was. I was able to take 2 hours that I used to be putting on makeup, trying to get my kids adjusted because they were still really small at the time, so that I could go record a video, edit the video, post it on all the places, add the captions, add the music, add the link for this video that was 30 seconds long that was only going to be seen by 10% of my followers for only 24 hours that didn't end up bringing me any leads or any sales, and exchange that 2 hours. And those 2 hours, by the way, were daily. So that's 10 hours a week for just 2 hours a week of podcasting, where I would sit down just like this. I would map out a light outline for what I wanted to talk about. So, for example, maybe I did a podcast on 3 ways to show up confidently in your online business, whatever, something simple, created my outline, didn't have to do my makeup, didn't have to get the kids situated because I could pause. If anything happened, I could do it real quick during nap time. And I'd sit behind the mic. I'd record for 20 minutes or so. I'd edit for 15 minutes. I would just edit as I went. Half the time, I didn't edit at all. And then I would just upload it to the platform. That's it. And it gave me 8 to 12 hours back in my life because I was actually able to stop. I stopped also blogging. I stopped also using social media. Like, I didn't have to and. I just had to do the one thing. And so the burnout completely left me and I felt refreshed and excited and motivated. And I knew that all I had to do was one thing once a week and my business was still going to work. It was going to grow. And most importantly, I was creating something that was sustainable. It wasn't overnight. It wasn't 24 hours and it would be poof gone. Like, every piece of content that I would record and upload was shared to 10 plus platforms and it was there forever. Like, the titles I had created were searchable. They were keyword friendly where people were finding them and the burnout had faded away. So if that one you circled, like, I'm burnt out, I'm tired, I'm exhausted, this is going to open up so much time. And not just that, but like, the mental exhaustion left because it wasn't a constant rat race of trying to come up with new content every single day. Like, I truly, like, that's hard coming up with content. And like, for what? Nobody even sees it. So it really allowed me to find that peace again. Okay, the third one. Let's see if this one is you. Curious how many of you have circled the first two. But the third one, the third way to know if you're ready to start a podcast is you've tried it all, or you feel like you've tried it all, and you're still not growing. So have you tried it all? Have you tried the socials? Have you tried the blogging? Have you tried maybe YouTube or TikTok? Or I don't even know. I'm like TikTok, clickety-clack. Like, I don't even know what's cool anymore because I completely stopped following the trends of socials because I couldn't keep up. Like, I absolutely could not keep up and I just felt like it wasn't working anyway. Like, I wasn't growing. I remember at one point I would make a video and transcribe the video, try to turn it into a blog post to repurpose it on all the different social platforms. I remember being told by so many people that, like, I was missing out by not being on Clubhouse. And I was inches away from joining. I actually had set up a profile, full disclosure. And I sat there this one day and it was like, I've already tried this stuff. Like, I've tried all these platforms. Like, I've tried the repurposing game. I've tried the hustle. I've tried the DMs. I've tried the one-on-one stuff. Like, I've tried and I'm still not growing. And honestly, I felt like I was just wasting time because nothing was working. And that was the end of my rope that day, that it was like, you know what? I'm actually not going to join this thing. And I never ended up joining TikTok, never once. I was like, I'm done with trends. I'm done with what everybody says that I have to do to grow this business. Like, I'm going to truly believe that God has a way, that there is another option here for me as this mom. I've got these kiddos. Like, I'm still trying. I want to be done working at a certain time every day so that I can go and truly be present. Not like I want to be present, but like, I just want to not have my phone in my hand. I want to have dinner and really lean into conversation with my husband. Like, I really wanted those pieces, but at the same time, I truly had this deep desire to grow a successful business, to do incredible things for God's kingdom and for my family and to help people along the way. Like, I knew that call was over my life, but it wasn't working. Nothing was working. I had tried it all, which then, of course, had come to this boiling point. And that's when I had really like surrendered everything. And I had been praying for a few months really intentionally. And I had heard, start a podcast. And all those questions came flooding in that I shared with you in the beginning, you know, who will listen and what will you call it? And I thought, you know, what's the worst that can happen? Because I've already tried everything else that everyone says works, and I'm trying to do it, and I'm doing it all, and I'm doing it all at the expense of my mental health, the time that I don't have to give it. And if the ROI, the return on investment, is not here, why am I doing this? And I think we don't stop and we don't pause very often to ask ourselves, why am I doing the things that are not working? Why don't I do some things that are unconventional, knowing there is not just one way to do something? And that's when I said, I'm going to go for it. I'm going to try it. And in October of 2018, I plugged in a microphone. It was very staticky. It was $20 because you better believe your girl did not have very much free cash flow at the time. And I just started. I started messy. I started scrappy. I started that podcast. And what's so crazy is that within 1 year, the podcast had done more than I had done in the last 7 years of being a full-time entrepreneur. Talk about overnight success, right? Like 7 years later, something worked. It clicked. And it was way less time than I had ever spent before. It was so much easier and simpler. I felt so good about being able to pause when my kiddos needed something and not be unavailable for them, not, you know, resent them for trying to grow a business or them resent me because I wasn't available. You know, it was like, this was working. It had created a ton of traction as far as my email list, the people that were coming in, people were knocking on my inbox like, hey, do you do coaching? I was able to grow a six-figure business within just 12 months of podcasting. Talk about growth. And I want to talk to you more about if that is the right avenue for you as well. So let's keep going. Did you circle? I've tried it all and I'm still not growing. Okay. Number four, the fourth way to know if you're ready to start a podcast, you're feeling unfulfilled, or you're feeling like you're missing something. This one is so important because I think when we're showing up with just the mindset of like, I'm just trying to grow a business and make money. Like, I know I needed to make money. There was a season, friend, where we had to borrow money from my son's savings account just to pay the bills. Like, there were some really dry seasons in my journey as an entrepreneur. And I know I needed to make money too, but the way that I was trying to do it, it wasn't really sitting with me. Like, I didn't feel great about posting a random thing or making this blog about this random topic. Like, it wasn't feeling fulfilling. I wasn't getting feedback from people of like, wow, that post changed my life. Like, that's amazing. Can I coach with you? Like, absolutely not. And so I was feeling unfulfilled about the methods that I was using to try to grow the business. Now, what changed for me after starting the podcast was I was able to sit for 15, 20, 25 minutes and really go deeper on a topic using my voice and using my heart and showing up spirit forward to like really bless people and really hopefully change their problems and like give them the solutions that they desperately were praying for. And like the fulfillment factor went through the absolute roof. Like this desire of wanting something more, of craving this deeper connection with the people you serve, it's not by accident. Like that desire is there for you because it has a purpose. And when you use your voice to connect with people, it's like, it's the difference of like leaving somebody a sticky note, like, hey, three tips to get more work done today. And you pop that sticky note on their desk versus coming over to their desk with a warm cup of coffee and handing them that cup of coffee and being like, I see you. I see that you're struggling to get your work done lately. Like, let's talk about this. I have three ideas for you that might help you. And you spent 15 minutes pouring into them. Warm, you know, great conversation, really helping them with this outcome. Which one actually makes a difference in their life? The sticky note or the conversation? 100% of the time, the conversation. And so this podcasting thing, it was conversations with people I didn't know. Conversations with people across the globe. Conversations that were changing their life or solving their problem or teaching them something and bringing them value, so much so that they were seeing that result actually happen in their own life and they were telling other people about it. And other people were coming to the podcast and going, I need that result. I'm having trouble in this area. And the fulfillment factor exploded for me. It was like, oh my gosh, the work I'm doing matters. That's really what happened. I started to see that the things I was teaching on the podcast, they weren't just for me. They weren't just to grow my business and make money, which is great. And I'm here for that. I really am. I'm here for growing your business and to help and for you to help your family and for you guys to have the things that you want and the goals and be able to give at the level that you want to give. But at the same time, like there's something to be said for wholeness in your heart. And when you show up and you serve and you give and you spend time with people on a podcast, it allows the trust factor to just completely go so much deeper with people to the point of like they're knocking on your inbox and you can see that you're making a difference. So if you're feeling unfulfilled in the way you're growing your business, this was the answer for me. And I truly believe it can be the answer for you too. Now, the last way to know if you're ready to start a podcast is that you are tired of marketing one-to-one. You're tired of marketing one-to-one. What does that mean, Steph? So when you market one-to-one, this is trying to create leads, maybe in a Facebook group or following up with someone that liked your TikTok video or whatever, and getting into the DMs and trying to force conversation. I mean, that's really what it is. We'll call it what it is. Or having to get on discovery calls for 10, 15 minutes that turn into 30 minutes. You know what I'm saying? And you're kind of exhausted of that whole thing. You want to find a way to create scalable marketing. I actually call it one-to-many marketing, or that's what the internet calls it, one-to-many marketing, which is where I had completely grown a coaching business without ever doing a discovery call. And the power of that was I was having discovery calls right on the podcast, right? Like hearing your voice and hearing you teach, people already know you. And one of the best compliments that you will get and that I still get is, man, I feel like I know you. Like you're the same exact person in real life as you are on your show. Can we coach together? Or can I buy your course? Or can I work with you in some way? And I was able to completely fill every coaching spot that I had, you know, so much so like even now, like I can't even coach because there's the demand is that high from the podcast. Like instead of one-to-one going out and finding a lead and me trying to cultivate the lead in the DM or have a call with people to like sell them on something, they just heard through the podcast. It was only taking me 2 hours a week, this offer that I had, and they came knocking. Like the leads found me. And it wasn't just one at a time. It was at first, you know, maybe 10 people are listening to the show. And over time, 100 people are listening. And then 1,000 people are listening. And then we've got 1 million downloads. Like, and there's people all across the globe listening. And like, imagine the scalability of growing the revenue side or the profit side of your business when you don't have to waste your time knocking on everyone's door to make a sale. You just show up and you give and you serve and you mention what you're offering. Of course, like, yes, I mentioned what I sell on the podcast, but that then is one to many. The same conversation that I would be having with people one to one to one to one, I can now have with 10,000 people at one time. When I think about growing a business, I constantly ask myself, is this going to save me time? Is this going to be God honoring and fulfilling? And is this going to be scalable? And if those three things are a yes, like, I am in. And those things were such a yes for me. And so were these five things were spot on for me. I was busy. I was burnt out. I had tried it all and wasn't growing. I was feeling unfulfilled about the way that I was trying to grow my business. And I wanted to market one to many. I was tired of marketing one to one. All of those five things were circled for me. And I'm like, I'm here for it. I'm so here for it. So what about you? As you're looking down at your sheet of paper right now, which ones of these did you highlight or circle? And if it was at least four of them, even three of them, I'm so excited that you're here, because I want you to know that podcasting, it's not just possible for you. Honestly, I think it's going to be easier for you. It's so much simpler. It's more simple than you think to actually start one. Coming up with the podcasting plan is really easy. And then the whole like planning it, recording it, editing and publishing and getting your podcast into the world, it can be done in as little as 30 days. So the one thing I truly wish is that I had started my podcast sooner, that I had actually said yes a little bit earlier, because not only did it save me hours and hours so that I could go and be present in my actual life, I was able to run my business around my life instead of running my life around a business that wasn't even returning. But yet, on top of all of that, the podcast is what created the incredibly successful, fruitful business, God-honoring business that I'm able to run now. This company is extremely successful. You know, we have a team now. We have an internship program. You know, we've passed $500,000 in annual revenue. The show has over 1.2 million downloads. Like, what if I said no? I'm too scared to start the show, or it's going to be too hard, or I don't know if someone would listen. Like, what do I have to lose? I had nothing to lose because I had tried it all. And I knew that there had to be a better way that was better suited for me and the way that I was being called to grow a business and the things that felt right in my heart. And it all led back to right here, to this very moment of me staring at this microphone, having this conversation with you, the fact that it was time for me to start my podcast. And I just pray that if it's time for you to start yours, that you know you are in the right place. I pray this bless you, friend. I pray you take a big leap of faith with me. And I'm so excited that I get to do this with you. I'll see you soon.
All righty. So what'd you think? Isn't Steph's advice so helpful? I just love how much she loves podcasting and uses that as a medium to grow her business. Anybody that I feel like does that in the same way I do, I know they're passionate about it. I know that it, after 4 years of recording a podcast for her, 7 years for me, there is something that you just cannot let go of when it comes to starting a podcast. So the big question for you is, now is it time for you to start a podcast? It has had one of the hugest impacts on my business when it comes to client growth, community growth, and even like personal growth for me. So how do you think a podcast can impact your business. So I'm hoping the conversation is exactly what you needed to hear. And I was so excited to partner with Stephanie Gass to sponsor this episode. If you were nodding along, felt like you totally jiving with her, and you're like, yeah, I'm ready. How do I get started? Steph has you covered. You can watch her free training, learn how to grow a successful online business in less than 2 hours a week using podcasting by going to stephaniegass.com/Kate. The link again is stephaniegass.com/Kate. And it is not a PH, it is an F in there. I have a sister who has Stephanie with an F as well. So just note that, but I will put it in the show notes below so you can access it. And I want to say this as a follow-up. Podcasting feels super scary in the beginning, but I will tell you that once it gets a hold of you, it will not let go, and you will find yourself having to do it. And I wish I would have had a guide to really help me move through it. I did have a coach at the time, but there were no trainings, especially free trainings, out there at the time when I started. So definitely hop on this if you have even an inkling of wanting to start a podcast. So again, stephaniegass.com/Kate. Thanks so much for listening.